Welcome to the Collegiate Sports Network. Tonight, the second game of sub-state semifinals between the second-seeded Wichita Collegiate Spartans at 17-3 and the third-seeded Fredonia Hornets at 10-11. Aiden and Carson, how are you guys doing tonight?
Oh, I'm fantastic.
I'm great as well. We just watched an awesome game where Humboldt just squeaked out against Trinity, and the winner of this game will play Humboldt tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. How are you doing, Connor?
Doing great. We just saw a great finish to the Trinity and Humboldt game, where Humboldt prevailed in the final seconds. Aiden, as we get ready to get going tonight from Eureka, what are you looking for from the opposing Hornets?
Well, as we've seen through their stats, and as we're seeing, honestly, right here in their warm-up, this team is a really strong shooting team, which is something Collegiate isn't. But definitely something they're going to have to watch out for is being a glass cannon, you know. They could be really strong on offense, really good at driving the ball, especially shooting in game scenarios. But if they can't defend, if they can't block the lane, if they can't stop Collegiate from driving the ball, that's just not a team that can beat Collegiate. It's definitely going to require some strong defense in order to beat Collegiate. Additionally, you know, this team has really been a black and white team. Either they're really on it or they're really not. And I'm gonna kind of use that to segue into Carson here to kind of talk about Collegiate and how they're gonna handle Fredonia's offense.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Aiden. We've had really high highs and we've seen really low lows from Fredonia this year. They knocked off the one seed in this section of Substate Humboldt just earlier this month, but we've also seen them have slight wins against Eureka, only winning by 7, a team that Collegiate absolutely obliterated by 59 in the first round of Substate. So what does Collegiate need to do to ensure that they're not in that white, not really draining those threes today? They need to take out their legs. In typical Coach Spiegel fashion, this week we're very focused on defense, focused on rebounding. They're prioritizing the stick and press so that they can make sure that Fredonia doesn't have the energy to get those shots up.
And especially because Fredonia really only does play about 7 of their players. They don't nearly have as deep of a bench as Collegiate does. So that's really going to work for Collegiate's favor with that shallow bench.
Yep, that's true. Playing only 8 guys. Some have been back and forth between injury. They've played benches as low as 6 this year. But it's a very old team. Everybody that will be playing tonight is an upperclassman. The starting 5 is all seniors. And like you said, these are 5 guys that can spray the ball from deep.
Yeah, that's a great point, Carson, and we've seen that be something that, you know, the Spartans have struggled a little bit with this season has been their inexperience, their youth a little bit, that they just, you know, they get outside their game a little bit at times.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the last team that they allowed to hang around in the game was Wellington. That was a team led by seniors, and you saw what happened, end up with a little buzzer beater, huge upset to win by 150-49. I think Collegiate really needs to put this game away early, not let them hang around late, because you're right, those senior teams in the playoffs, they get hungry, they'll play really scrappy, and I think that they could pull one out against Collegiate here.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of guys don't want to be playing their last game in high school or the last game in their basketball careers here on these really senior-heavy teams. So you're going to get teams that get desperate, teams that get hungry, and teams that really walk in and maybe make those shots like Fredonia's going to be dependent on.
Right, and I think especially with a team like Collegiate, they really got to I know we talked about last game, it was getting towards the end of the game. They were really just knocking it out of the park, but they started getting into sort of an iso ball groove. I think that's definitely a trend they're going to really have to focus on breaking in this game.
Well, before we get going here, we'd like to remind you that this activity is being brought to you by this station, its advertisers, and the member schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or any part may be made without the express written consent of the Kansas High School Activities Association. Aiden, like we've been saying, Collegiate, you know, a little bit of that inexperience. They do have a lot of size, though, a lot of athleticism down low in the paint. Is that something you're going to be looking for as far as they are concerned to get this game going?
I think that's definitely going to be something to look for. I think if Fredonia can't defend against that early, that's going to give Collegiate a really good opportunity to break away in this game. Like you guys said, this is a game where Collegiate's really going to have to break away early, not let it get too late in the game, because the seniors can get just really aggressive. And I think that's another thing that's really going to work in Collegiate's favor, is if Fredonia can't defend, that's going to give Collegiate the best opportunity to break away in this game.
Yeah, great point. Certainly something we'll be looking forward to, for from the Spartans all night long. Carson, you know, we've also talked about Eureka's really feast for famine shooting from three. Is this a night you really see them catching fire?
Yeah, I mean, any given night, anybody could knock them off. But the two guys that the Spartans are really honed in on tonight is Jaden Archibald and Jewel Dutton, two of the seniors on the team, both averaging double digits, kind of matching the scoring production of Jaden Parker and Sebastian Hines Turner on the other team.
Well, just getting ready to get going here from Eureka, Kansas. This is the semifinal game of Substate between Wichita Collegiate and Fredonia. We'll take you down for the national anthem and player introductions.
Our second game of the evening in the men's semifinal Substate action feature is Fredonia Milwaukee. And it's Felipe in the front. And now, for the starting line, he's in England, the Yellow Jacket, and senior number 23, Joel Dutton. For the Spartans, the 6'15 junior, number 2, James Shackleford. For the Yellow Jacket, the senior number 24, Jason Archibald. For the Spartans, the 6'01 senior, number 3, Quint Spare. The Yellow Jackets, the senior number 25, Joseph Couch. For the Spartans, the 6'2 freshman, number 11, Jason Parker. For the Yellow Jackets, the senior number 30, Zach Ramsey. For the Spartans, the 6'1 freshman, number 23, A.K. Matisse. For the Yellow Jackets, the senior number 33, Wyatt Miller. And for the Spartans, the 6'5 freshman, number 24, Sebastian Heinz-Kurt. The Yellow Jackets were coached by D. Barnett, Isaac Strauss, and Parker were coached by Hicks Eagle, Todd Watson, and Alan Sherman.
Since this is the second game of the night, no national anthem as that was played before the first. So I think we'll get ready to get going here from Eureka. For the Spartans, still Ahmad and Drumright. Not entirely sure if they'll be playing tonight. We'll see how close the game gets. If it does, that may impact how often they get in. Certainly not starting, though, still, as far as Ahmad's concerned, if he usually does.
Yeah, I think Ace is a little bit closer to coming back. We might see a little bit more of him tonight, but I think Drumright, you're right, will only come in more of an emergency situation.
It'll be Couch tipping for the Yellow Jackets and Hines Turner for the Spartans. Getting ready to go here. Two games to win to get the state basketball. Spartans come away with the fifth, and Parker's going to control the offense for the Spartans. Out to Batiste on the perimeter, kicks it to Shackleford, reverse to Fair, back around in the corner to Parker. Ball on the floor into Hines Turner down low. Jump ball is going to be called, and the possession arrow is going to favor the Yellow Jackets. Fredonia comes away with a quick turnover.
Absolutely explosive start for them.
Ball tipped out of bounds on the inbound attempt, and it'll be out for Fredonia. Wichita Collegiate, obviously a team that looks to press more often than they don't, using that second press, as Carson always talks about. In the backcourt, another double team here on Fredonia, Fair this time, with Batiste. Now Hines Turner picks up Miller. Miller picks up his dribble, gets it back to Dutton. Dutton on the perimeter, three, no good. Rebound tipped around and goes out to Archibald. Second chance point, no good for Dutton, and the Spartans moving quickly back down the other way. Hines Turner lays it up off the glass, good.
I think Collegiate got a little bit lucky there. Those were some pretty clean shots, especially for as good of an offense as this team is. That's definitely something to look out for.
Fredonia able to break the press. Miller finds Couch completely behind the defense, and it's an easy two for Fredonia. And Collegiate's going to get called for running the baseline, I think, on the inbound. So it's going to be Fredonia ball under Collegiate's basket. Spartans not allowed to run the baseline there after the make. So Fredonia's going to get the ball. Ball's thrown away, though, and Parker picks it up in the front court, gets it off to Batiste, lays it up. Contact, and a charge is going to be called on Batiste underneath. Miller that time standing in.
I hate to say it, but I think we're already starting to see some signs of ISO ball. These guys just really trying to get these early points.
Fredonia once again being pressed by the Spartan defense. Parker this time picks up Ramsey. Ramsey picks up his dribble, trying to find someone. And the 10-second violation is going to be called. Fredonia not even close to getting the ball across half court.
Number 22, Robert Ramsey.
Raspberry and Wenna checking in for the game for the Spartans. Barrett gets it behind Turner. He's going to look to set up the offense. Parker dribbles against Ramsey, and Ramsey's going to be called for the reach-in. A little too close to Parker that time. Parker looking to get the ball inbounded, finds Fair. Gets it back to Parker. Parker now kicks it at the top of the key, dribbles into the lane, passes off to Heinz. Turner layup, foul, and good. Heinz Turner gets the layup to go with a foul, so now he'll go to the line trying to convert the three-point play. Couch whistle for the foul. Heinz Turner's free throw is no good. Rebound tipped by Weta. Gets to Parker, and the layup is good. So a four-point possession for the Spartans has them now up 6-2. Rika hounded, and ball's going to be tipped off of Ramsey going the other way now. Ramsey picked up his dribble and was double-teamed and tried to get rid of the ball, but lost it. Parker once again takes the ball up for Collegiate. Dribbles right into the lane, takes the floater, rolls in.
It took him a second, but Collegiate's definitely starting to get the flow of this game.
Collegiate now on a 6-0 run, up 8-2. Fredonia able to break the press. Ball tipped on the pass, and out of bounds off of Raspberry, it looks like. And there he is, Asa Moss going to check into the game for the Spartans. Looks like Drumright's going to check in with him to get both injured players back into competition.
And Cleveland really hasn't started pulling away yet. It looks like people's eager to get these guys back in. I think that's also a sign that they've properly recovered.
Heinz Turner and Parker check out for Collegiate. Good start to the game for both of them. Ball on the perimeter to O'Neal. Kick. Three. No good from Dutton, and Spartans rebound. Shackelford on the rebound. Gets it out to Raspberry in transition. Kick to Weta on the perimeter. Drives in. Kicks it to Drumright. Open in the lane. Shot's good, but a charge is called before that on Weta.
Something I think is important to mention here is Collegiate has none of their major scorers out. A lot of great playmakers, and for once, a mostly upperclassmen field right now. It's really not something we've seen from Collegiate so far this season.
Yeah, the one disadvantage that we have in this lineup is there's a lack of size. Early here, their 8 points have all come in the paint, and it's because JP and Steve Bass have been taking advantage of the size.
Yeah, even with that size, though, Carson, it seems like Fredonia's strategy has just been to kind of post up and take a charge when they can to limit the Spartans getting into the paint.
Yeah, I mean, it's been successful. Fredonia has a slightly eccentric style of defense, really prioritizing taking away the right-handed drive, but it's low-key been effective today when they've been able to draw charges using it.
Officials trying to clean up the floor there from the charge being called, and looks like we'll get back to play here. Fredonia's going to inbound the ball under their own basket. Miller's going to look to get it in. Finds O'Neal dribbling up the court quickly. Finds Couch, puts up floater in the lane, rims in and out, and the Moss going to come down with the rebound. Pass up ahead to Drumright, nearly gets away. Drumright against three defenders, kicks Raspberry in the corner. No good. Rebound. Weta tips it out of bounds.
That was a terrific play by Collegiate.
Really good inside outlook there for the Spartans, just unable to convert on the shot, though. It'll be Batiste and Ferrer stepping back in. Beagle asking his team to talk here. A little bit of communication on the trap. Fredonia able to break it, though. Three on three now.
couch moving quickly against the offense. Drumright goes to the floor, and a charge is going to be called. Fredonia getting a little taste of their own medicine on that one. Cole going the other way for the Spartans.
Drumright used his speed and agility perfectly there, not letting him at all get the chance to take any open shots.
Yeah, absolutely. And great job by Drumright there to step in front of the defender, get set, and take the charge. Ahmad now moves the ball up for the Spartans, gets it to Patisse. Out to Shackelford in the corner. Pounded by Couch, gets it back to Ahmad, kicks the fair. Ball poked away, goes out to Drumright though. Gets around the defenders, but a travel's going to be called. Took one step too many that time.
Drumright seems to be showing no residual pain from his injury. Absolutely electric movements from him so far.
Yeah, it was an ankle injury for Drumright, but certainly looked explosive on that play. Took a nice Euro step around his defender. Took just one step too many, though, it appears. Got called for the travel. Inbounds play for Jody is going to come up with nothing. Ball thrown away. Out of bounds by Couch. There's contact between Parker and Manny who's trying to guard. No call, though, and Spartans are going to have the ball under the basket to inbound. Good chance down the half court for the Spartans to get something going. Parker gets it behind Turner. Now back to Parker. Takes the elevated jumper. No good. Short. Heinz Turner fought for the rebound, unable to come up with it, though it'll be Ramsey. And the Yellow Jackets now going to go the other way. Dutton picks up his dribble, ball tipped away. Spartans come away with it. Shackelford out to Batiste, tries to elevate for the dunk, no good. Ball fought for underneath, deflected out of bounds off of Heinz Turner. And Fredonia's going to come up with the ball once again.
It almost feels like a theme for this season. Just trying to take these dunks, I think a layup would have been a better choice.
Yeah, something we've seen from AJ a lot this season. You know he has the vertical to make that play, but probably not the correct decision in that spot.
Yeah, right, Carson. It's certainly a play he can make, but just maybe not the smart one at this point. So early in the game, up 8-2. Fredonia tries to get it in. Shackelford instead tips it away. Out to Collegiate once again. Batiste elevates for the layup and is blocked. Ramsey that time.
That has to be demoralizing for Batiste.
Yeah, Batiste was having a couple of problems right now around the rim.
Yeah, I mean, he looked lackadaisical on that layup, honestly.
Spartans will have the ball on the inbound under the basket. Parker looking to get it in, finds Batiste in the corner, takes the three, good. Batiste makes up for it with the three in the corner. Spartans now lead 11-2 with just under 4 minutes left in the corner. Ball tipped away by Shackelford, diving on the floor. Tipped out of bounds off of Fredonia, and the Spartans are going to come away with the basketball. Timeout called by Fredonia as the Spartans have been on a prolonged 9-2 run after this game was tied at 2-2. Spartans now lead 11-2 with 3 minutes 47 left in the first quarter.
Connor, I think that the biggest talking point in this game so far has been the Spartans' half-court offense. Obviously 11 on the scoreboard, but that's honestly just been because of their physical dominance in this game. When they've had to create their own shot, they've sometimes struggled. They really need to keep forcing turnovers and getting out in fast break if they want to pull away.
Yeah, Spartans really have used that size to their advantage. Has been a little bit back and forth, though. A little bit careless from both teams. 4 turnovers from each team this quarter already. So we'll see how both sides look to alter that, see how both sides try to fix that so far. Spartans have calmed down a little bit from the start of this game and have done a good job forcing turnovers in the full court a little bit better than they were at the start of the game. That falls back into play. Batiste elevates for the floater. Good. Spartans executing once again on offense and pressing on defense off the make. Fredonia struggling to get it across half court, able to find Dutton. Dunn dribbles into the defense, picks it up though. Hands it off to Couch. Dutton on the perimeter. Dribbles against Shackelford, picks it up. Tries to swing it out, gets it to Archibald. Round on the perimeter for three, no good. Shot by Ramsey. Shackelford passes the ball cross-court up to Batiste. Layup, no good. Deflected once again. This time it's Archibald. And Fredonia's going to come away with it again. Picks up his dribble right at half court. Finds Sutton, though. Sutton tied up. Instead of foul is going to be called on Heinz Turner. Going to get called for the reach-in.
You know, Batista's been really, has been able to make up for those struggles with the fast breakaway and in the paint with some great shooting, but still, that was three in a row. That has to be demoralizing.
Yeah, Cleveland so far struggling a little bit in transition under the rim. Six potential points gone by the wayside. Bear tries to poke the ball away, unable to. Shot in the corner, no good from Archibald. Spartans now moving quickly. Parker tries to pass it up court quickly to Fair. Can't come away with it. Rebound was out to Fredonia, but Fair tied up Archibald under the basket. And the possession error is going to favor the Spartans. Parker looking in, found the ball under the basket, finds Chege in the corner. Gets it off to Parker, and recent call is going to be called there on Dutton. Tried to trap Parker in the corner, and said it's going to be whistled for the foul. Now Parker inbounding from the corner. Tough spot to inbound the ball. Tries to get it up into the lane, and a push-off is going to be called on Chege. So an offensive foul on the Spartans. Chege a little over-aggressive trying to get the ball. And the Yellow Jackets are going to get it once again. Like we were saying, despite the score, which is 13-2 for the Spartans, which looks very good, a little bit sloppy, though, in the half-court in transition.
I absolutely agree. And you can just tell that Fiegel isn't happy about it. He's really been hounding the Spartans to try and pull it together a little bit.
Drumright comes away with the steal, and a foul is going to be called going the other way on Dutton once again. His second now, I believe. That'll send Dutton to the bench, and already five team fouls on the Yellow Jackets, nearly having the Spartans in the bonus already. Just 2.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Parker dribbles all the way against the defense into the lane, and another foul is going to be called on Fredonia. This time, looks like it's going to be Miller. Correction, that's O'Neill on the reach-in. And the Spartans are going to look inbound once again under the basket. Parker into the post to Chege, gets it back, elevates, wild shot in the lane, no good. And rebound out to Miller. Picks up his dribble now, looking for help. Can't find it. He finally gets it to O'Neill, who was tripped and fouled by Raspberry.
Obviously a foul, not the desired result, but you have to think that Coach Fiegel likes that type of energy. They have the bodies to spare running around there and bringing that type of aggression.
I'd absolutely have to agree.
Weta on O'Neill. Gets across half court. Gives it off the couch. Back to Miller. Shot in the lane from couch, and he's fouled. Chege upset with him there for the foul, and he's going to most likely have to come out of this game after the first free throw with his second foul already. Couch's first free throw is good, and Fredonia finally able to score now 14-3. Fredonia breaks the 11-0 collegiate run. Couch's second free throw on the way. Off the back iron, Batiste tried to elevate for the rebound, but couldn't secure it, and it goes out of bounds. Fredonia going to have a chance under the basket, now to inbound. Just a bit of a mental error there from Batiste, not able to secure the rebound with two hands. Looks like he elevated just a little too early, and tips it out of bounds.
Yeah, despite the poor play, you love to see him keeping his composure. A lot of maturity there from the freshman.
Batiste puts the ball away, trying to come away with the steal, is able to, gets it up to Fair. Great pass, and Fair lays it up off the glass.
That's some great, just spectacular basketball playing, especially after some adversity from Batiste.
Body's on the floor once again. Batiste comes away with the steal. Travel's going to be called, though, as he tried to pass the ball up to Heinz Turner. As we were saying, though, Batiste able to make up for another one of his errors with good scoring, good assist there. Miller inbound for the Yellow Jackets, gets it to Ramsey. Back to Miller for Jeremy, not able to get the ball across half court yet. Ramsey finally able to do it. Miller now on the perimeter. Pass deflected by Shackelford, stolen away. Shackelford all alone and gets the layup to go in transition. Score now 17-3 for the Spartans. Minute left in the first quarter. Fredonia once again trying to break the press. Couch dribbles against Fair, gets it off. Ball stolen away out in front from Couch. Layup. Good from Fair.
Spectacular move from the only senior on the Spartan team.
Is that an and one are they going to? Is that...
Not entirely sure, Carson. Looks like a whistle after... Yeah, it looks like a whistle after the shot. So count the two, no foul. And Fredonia's going to inbound the ball now. Score 19-3 now for the Spartans. Another quick run.
Interesting to see Jaden Parker and AJ out of the game at the same time. A lot of playmakers on this team, but not a lot of people that can create their own shot. With both of them, I'll be curious to see what the half-court offense looks like.
You know, I do think with Sebastian Turner on the court right now, I think that makes up for it with the amount of playmakers they have, and Drumright as well.
Quick drive into the lane from O'Neal. Shot was deflected, foul called, though. We'll see who it's on. This one on Raspberry.
How many is that for Raspberry now? Three?
No, it's either one or two. I think they called it as his first.
Oh, really?
O'Neal's first free throw is good. O'Neal's second free throw good, and score now 19-4 for the Spartans. Amon moving the ball up quickly for the Spartans. Pass picked off, though, by Archibald. Gets it up court to Sutton. Three wide open and good from O'Neal. O'Neal has the last five for Fredonia, and the lead is cut to 11 for the Spartans, now 19-8. 13 seconds left in the quarter. Shackelford kicks it to Drumright. 4-3, no good. Heinz Turner comes up with the rebound, tips it back in, and the foul's going to be called. Ramsey's second foul, and he hobbles to the bench. Heinz Turner goes to the line to convert to three-point play. And gets it to go. Four seconds left. Eureka going to have to move quick to get a shot off before the buzzer. Inbound pass to Couch. Gets it up to O'Neal. Pass deflected by Raspberry out of bounds. So now just 2.1 seconds left for Fredonia to inbound the ball in the corner. Dunn passes it off to O'Neal. Shot good at the buzzer. The three gets it to go, and the score now going into the second quarter is 22 for Wichita Collegiate and 11 for Fredonia.
You know, there's a couple things going into this game that I was worried about for Collegiate. Definitely in regards to the mostly freshman team going in here, and especially this kind of a, honestly, a sloppy start. But, some playmakers out there just really took control of the team. And I think people did a great job of playing a mostly upperclassman, court, for most of this quarter. I think Cleveland really turned it around in the end and found their momentum.
Carson, anything you're looking for as far as Fredonia is concerned, maybe to get their offense going? Seems like they found a little bit on the perimeter there from O'Neal. He has their last eight.
Yeah, they've been decently efficient here. They just aren't taking advantage of collegiate errors. They've had a massive amount of turnovers here in the beginning. They've had some sloppy shots, some just balls kicked out of bounds. And I think that if Fredonia can get the ball across half court and actually get a shot up, then they could have a chance to come back in this game.
Yeah, I think it does have to be said, though, Fredonia has done a better job than most teams this season of getting the ball across half court against the Spartans, but they still have turned the ball over a lot more than they'd like. And like you said, the score has been a little bit deceiving. It's been a little bit sloppy from both sides. On the whole, Collegiate's had problems converting around the rim in transition. They turned the ball over, you know, a number of times also. So Fredonia really just hasn't been able to capitalize so far, and it's gotten them in an 11-point hole.
I absolutely agree with that statement.
Back to action now. It's Sutton taking the ball up for the Yellow Jackets. Passes inside the couch and is deflected away, and a walk is going to be called on the Spartans as they try to get going in transition. This one on Batiste.
On the far bench, it looks like Fredonia's Jaden Archibald is getting his ankle taped up. He hasn't been a scorer tonight, but he's the leading scorer, averaging 12 points for the Hornets this season.
Yeah, that would certainly be big if he were out for the rest of this game or even for the rest of this half, since he's such a contributor for the Yellow Jackets. Pass inside to Couch, and as Couch tried to get it reversed down low, pass was deflected by Parker. Fredonia got an inbound from the sidelines. Collegiate opts to not put anyone on the inbounder, and the ball's going to be stolen away. Collegiate now moving quickly in transition. Batiste lays it up, foul, and good. Another opportunity for a three-point play for the Spartans.
Oh, no. It looks like we got another Yellow Jacket hobbling off the field.
This time it's Ramsey coming up slow.
Looks like he's going to stay in, however. Clutching his knee.
The Chiefs converts the three-point play, and the Spartans now lead 25-11 as Ramsey's going to check out clearly in pain, goes right to the bench. Fredonia gets the ball in bounds, deflected by Parker, tries to save it out of bounds, unable to though, and Fredonia is going to be remaining with possession of the ball. Good hustle play there from Parker. Fredonia once again looking to get it in, can't find anyone, finally finds O'Neal, and O'Neal's going to be tripped up by Parker. Carson, we said something that was going to be important for this game was the depth of Fredonia. They've played eight so far this game, already two on the bench with injuries and one with three fouls.
Yeah, you have to wonder who's going to end up coming into the game if that fatigue really starts to be an issue, especially with how fast pace has been moving through the first quarter.
Well, and it's really been a battle of attrition so far. I mean, one already in foul trouble with three. That's Couch. Already injured.
Kalika would love to play this style of game. They have way more bodies they can throw out. A super deep team, especially by 3A standards.
Front end of the 1-1 was missed for Fredonia as they're now in the bonus. And a foul was called on the rebound. As Heinz Turner is going to get an opportunity for the 1-1 on the other end of the court. First free throw is good. Chance to capitalize for the Spartans as Fredonia was unable to convert any other free throws, missing the front end of the 1-1. Second free throw from Heinz Turner, no good. Rebound, though, from Shackelford, surrounded by three defenders. Jump ball is going to be called, and Collegiate's going to maintain possession.
Leeds looking to get maybe a reverse 3 or 4 point possession here. Shackelford drives into the lane, kicks it to Batiste. Open three taken. Good. Second three of the game for Batiste. Another 4 point possession for the Spartans as they're able to convert off the missed free throw. Parker once again comes after the inbounds pass and deflects it out of bounds. Leeds now with a commanding 18-point lead with just under 7 minutes left in the half. O'Neill looking to get it in. Finally finds Miller, stolen away though by Heinz Turner and laid up and in off the glass. Another steal leading the points off the turnover from the Spartans. Fredonia breaks the press quickly, tries to get it across to Barnett. Unable to though, the ball's going to be thrown out of bounds. Looks like Miller just rushed his pass there, had an open Barnett under the basket.
Yeah, that's brutal for Fredonia. That's the best case scenario that they can get, and just not being able to capitalize on that, you're not going to be able to come back in the game playing that way.
Looks like Couch is going to check back into the game for Fredonia. Quick correction, that's Ramsey. That's some foul trouble for the Hornets with three fouls. Couch, though, with two. Looks like a blocking foul is going to be called on Fredonia. Batiste drove into the lane. We'll see who it's on. This is going to be on O'Neill. Fredonia's coach pleading his case. Not going to do him any good, though, as Parker heads to the line for two free throws. First one's good.
Foul's already becoming an issue for this Fredonia team with two guys on the court with two fouls and someone on the court with three.
Yeah, that's something Fredonia really can't afford right now is foul trouble with how shallow they play and how much the Spartans utilize their bench. Second free throw, no good from Parker. Rebound secured by Ramsey. Once again, Fredonia trying to get the ball up across half court. Struggling to, though. Couch dribbling against Ramsey. 10-second violation called. Second of the game already for the Spartans.
You know, I know, Connor, you mentioned at the quarter that Fredonia was doing a great job of getting the ball across the half court, but they're still really struggling against the full court pressure from Collegiate.
Quick timeout called by Fredonia before Cleaver was able to get the ball in play.
I don't think 10.
Maybe a substitution instead. Yeah, not entirely sure. Either way, Parker is able to secure the ball for Collegiate. Now moving into defense, kicks it to Ahmad in the corner. Drumright, a little miscommunication there, almost got away. Drumright elevates, good.
That was against two defenders, too. Drumright really showing no reaction to his injury.
Yeah, Drumright certainly not the tallest player on the court, but really athletic, really coordinated, able to elevate against two defenders, come up with the basket. Batiste gets a little over-aggressive there, going for a steal, and a trip's going to be called on him, sending Fredonia to the line for 1-1.
Sad to see him come out of the game. I love the AJ Batiste minutes tonight. He's matched Fredonia's score by himself with 11.
Especially some threes that weren't expected going into this game. Some great shooting by him.
It'll be the younger Couch brother going to the line. Makes his first free throw of the 1-1.
Yeah, a team that has struggled to space the floor at times this year, AJ's shooting really opens up the lane for guys like Sebastian and Jaden.
Couch's second free throw is good, and now the lead for the Spartans is cut down to 21, score 34-13 with 6 minutes left in the half. Miscommunication there from the Spartans as the ball's going to be thrown. Never mind, that might have been tipped. Ref's going to talk about it. And it's going to be ruled out on Fredonia. Look there for a second like Raspberry cut the opposite way that Ahmad had passed the ball, but instead it's going to be called a deflection off of O'Neill. And Wett is going to step out of bounds on the inbound attempt. So Fredonia is going to come away with the ball after all. O'Neill passes it back to Dutton, now dribbling this for defense.
couch, gives it up. Ball picked up by Miller, swung back around the couch. Out to O'Neal, looked like he wanted to take the three, declined to though. Takes the ball back out, gets it to Dutton. Spartan standing tall on defense so far. Drumright called for the block.
We definitely saw him trying to draw the charge again, but no such luck.
Yeah, Bing Bing play there. Looks like Drumright left his feet, though, and I think that's what's going to get him whistled there for the foul. It'll be Dutton going to the line for two free throws. First free throw a little too strong for Dutton. Yeah, I think what's going to turn into a big story as this game goes on and what already has been a big story is the foul trouble both teams are in. A lot of players with two fouls, some even with three.
Yeah, but I definitely think that's going to work out in Collegiate's favor just a little bit just because they have a deeper bench and especially because of Fredonia's had a couple injured players already.
Second free throw was good from Dutton and Raspberry on the other end for the Spartans converts on the block. Ooh, quick slip there in the backcourt from Fredonia. Nearly a travel or a rolled ankle. Either way, Fredonia's going to come away unharmed. Miller for three. No good. Weta comes down with the rebound. Weta beats his defender across half court. Gets it out to Fair. Dribbles behind his back. Gets it off to Weta. Miscommunication, and the ball's going to go out of bounds. Mass substitution for the Spartans. It'll be Shackelford, Ahmad, and Batiste all into the game. And Heinz Turner. Dutton moving the ball up for the Yellow Jackets. Drives into the lane, uncontested, off the glass and good. Bit of a defensive breakdown there for the Spartans, allowing Dutton to get all the way to the glass. Bear dribbles into the lane. Picks it up, trying to find someone. Finds Shackelford cutting to the basket, and that's an easy two for the Spartans on the back cut. Score now 38-16, 4.5 minutes left in the half. Spartans have quietly pulled away to a 22-point lead. Three taken by Couch, no good, a little bit of desperation. It seems like setting in for Fredonia. Quick pass up ahead to Batiste and loses it as he was contested there by O'Neal.
Batiste really not having a great day on these breakaways.
Fredonia once again looking to get the ball inbounds. O'Neal with the ball pass deflected off of Batiste. Looks like Miller might have touched that ball, but it's going to be ruled out off of Batiste on the original deflection. O'Neal once again takes the ball up for the Yellow Jackets. Ball deflected, stolen away by Heinz Turner, lays it up high off the glass. And
whoa,
gets it to go. That was a little bit awkward there. I'm not sure if he tried to elevate for the dunk and then thought better about it and let the ball go, but either way, 2 points for the Spartans as Ahmad comes away with another steal, and a foul's going to be called on O'Neal, his third.
You know, Asa took a little longer than Drumright to get back into the swing of things after coming off after a couple games off with injury, but, you know, there's not a single person I know who knows basketball better than Asa, so I think he's going to get right back into it.
First free throw on the double bonus. Good. More foul trouble for the Yellow Jackets as O'Neal goes to the bench with three. Really starting to become an issue. Mont's second free throw rattles in and out, and rebound goes out to Couch. Miller driving in, kicks it back out, three in the corner, taken, no good. And Heinz Turner comes away with the rebound there. Miller, Barnetta, unable to come up with the three. Ball kicked around. Shackelford comes up with it, kicks it to Fair across court out to Ahmad on the perimeter. has a free lane to drive, takes it from the free throw line, and good.
You know, Ahmad's definitely not the one to take the shot, but that was an open one that Fredonia should not have given him.
Yellow Jackets gave him a solid 10 feet of space to drive in and shoot, and he took advantage of it and converted from about the free throw line. Archibald tries to get the ball in, but stolen by Ahmad. Spartans moving quickly now. Ahmad passes it off the head of Batiste. Goes back out to the Spartans, though. Fair takes the three. No good. Rebounded by Archibald. Breaks the double team. Fredonia now trying to move quick. Ball taken back out. Almost stolen away from Archibald. Instead, he takes the three. No good. Rebound fought for underneath. Ahmad comes up with it and gets it to Shackleford as the Spartans are going to settle down now. Shackleford tries to get the ball across half court, beats his defender. Picks up his dribble, rotates it to Batiste. Out on the perimeter. Heinz Turner posts up against Miller, kicks it to Ahmad, open three for Fair, no good. And rebound once again out to Archibald. Archibald kicks it to Couch. Pass back out. And travel's going to be called there, a little jump step taken from Miller. He's going to get called.
Another big swap in from Collegiate. Raspberry, Weta, Drumright, and Hayden all coming back in.
Just 2 minutes now left in the half to score 43 for the Spartans and 16 for the Hornets. Open three in the corner for Weta. Once again, no good. Spartans unable to convert from the perimeter. Fredonia's going to give him the ball right back, though. Quick pass against transition leads to a turnover. Parker moves the ball up for the Spartans. But Dutton gets into the passing lane, deflects it out of bounds. Parker to Raspberry on the corner. Raspberry pass deflected away by Dutton, stolen. Fredonia now looking to move quick. Ball deflected out by Weta. Stole the ball away from Ramsey.
Another terrific job by the collegiate defenders.
Fredonia starting to look a little bit dangerously. Ramsey in the game with three fouls. Certainly have to hope if you're Fredonia that he doesn't pick up another before the half ends. Weta comes away with a steal. Two-on-one opportunity for the Spartans. Heinz Turner bounce pass up the court to Parker and another and one for the Spartans.
Oh, and now Collegiate's moving like a well-oiled machine. They may have
and that's like, on, sorry, and that foul's on Ramsey. That's his fourth in the worst-case scenario for Fredonia as Ramsey picks up his fourth foul. Don't think we're going to be seeing him for a while in this game after halftime. Parker's going to get one free throw to try to convert the three-point play. Touches just about every part of the rim that goes in. And Grace and Cyrus will check into the game for the Spartans. Spiegel starting to take advantage of his large 30-point lead, 46-16 for the Spartans. Just a minute and a half left in the half. Spartans still playing aggressively, though. Grace steals the inbound, tried to go up and under for the layup. No good. Instead, gets it out to Raspberry, and he drains the long two. Raspberry almost comes over with a steal there in the backcourt. Instead, Fredonia able to break the press. And an easy layup there for Dutton in transition. Pass deflected. Dutton steals it in the backcourt. Fredonia looking to set up a little bit of offense. Ball deflected, body flying. And foul's going to be called on Parker.
Definitely a controversial call.
Loose ball foul there on Parker. Got a little bit over-aggressive diving onto the floor.
Yeah, I mean, you got to expect some of those when you're playing the aggressive style of basketball that Collegiate is, but only Parker's second, so I don't think it should be too big of a deal for him.
Dutton goes to the line for two. First one, misses short. Terry's going to check in for Parker. Spiegel certainly not wanting Parker to pick up a third before half. Mm-hmm. Second free throw good. And now just under a minute less than half is Drumright's going to be called for the carry on the dribble. Another turnover for the Spartans. Dutton looks to inbound the ball. Trying to find someone, and timeout's going to be called just before the 5 seconds by Fredonia.
You know, I think it was a really smart move on Beagle's part to take in these varsity players who don't get a lot of minutes, especially because not only do they have this 30-point lead, but it looks like we're not going to be seeing any action from Fredonia's two biggest scorers for a while. Ramsey in a little bit of foul trouble, and number 24 is really struggling coming off, hobbling off the court.
Yeah, certainly a chance like we saw against Eureka for the Spartans to get a little bit of work in.
Losing their leaders might be part of the reason why, but I just haven't seen that swagger that we saw from Eureka early in the game when they hit a couple threes. They just look defeated right now. From Fredonia, my apologies.
Yeah, it seems like Fredonia's lost a little bit of their edge. They have forced a couple of turnovers here, though, in the last minute. Ball tipped out of bounds off Collegiate. Yeah, there was a point in the game, about 5 minutes left here in the quarter, where Fredonia started to get just a little bit desperate, started chucking threes, and when those didn't start to fall, Collegiate was able to convert and transition, and that really just opened up the gap.
And you know what? I was
Great save out of bounds there from Fredonia. It's going to go the other way, though. Cyrus lays it up and in for the Spartans.
Sorry, as I was saying, you know, before that five-minute period, it really didn't feel like a blowout of the game. Really just some interesting plays made by both teams. But now, Cletus is ruling with an iron fist.
20 seconds left in the quarter. Couch moving towards the basket. Bumps no call and going Cletus way now. Grace with the rebound. Gets it up across to Fair. Pass cross court to Rosemary. 6 seconds left. Three taken. No good. Rebound out to Cyrus. And foul's going to be called underneath on the rebound on Collegiate. Over the back.
Only 3 seconds left in the half.
Fredonia going to have a chance to score, though, without the clock running, as Dutton's going to go to the line for two. First free throw miss is short. And that's been another problem for Fredonia. It seems like they really haven't been able to convert from the free throw line so far.
Yeah, you'd expect from such a good three-point shooting team that they'd be good from the line, but only 63% as a whole unit.
Second one misses short for Dutton. Spartans moving quickly. Now Drumright at the buzzer. Desperation Heave, no good. That'll send us to half the score. Wichita leads it even 50. And the Fredonia Yellow Jackets 19 as the Spartans have gotten out to a commanding 31-point lead to start this game.
Wow.
You know, normally with Collegiate playing a team like this that shoots over 50% of their field goals from behind the arc, I'd say that this 31-point lead isn't as safe as it normally would be. But I don't even think they're on pace to attempt enough shots to come back in this game. It's really just been stifling pressure on defense, forcing a lot of turnovers that have led to easy buckets, and that's how we've gotten to a 31-point difference for only one half.
Yeah, it really seems like the Spartans have done what they do well so far in this game.
Yeah.
They've really done a job of getting the ball inside for the most part, not taking a whole lot of threes, and they've really just done a good job also of trapping in the full court, getting transition looks off those fields.
Yeah, trapping in the full court has been ridiculous this game. Like you said, with the two best playmakers, the two best ball handlers on this team out of this game, I'll be curious to see how some of the underclassmen talent that doesn't have that much experience continues to work through the stick and press.
Yeah, and it really has been every possession for the Spartans that they've been trapping, and it's really worked to great effect.
And, I mean, especially in the second quarter more than the first quarter, Collegiate's just been doing a great job making those plays, making them happen. And when they get in on the inside, they're just making full use of their talent and abilities, but overall their stature without the two stars of the other team, they've just been really been able to capitalize so far.
Well, with that, we'll take about a 6 or 7 minute break until the second half. We thank you for joining us on the Collegiate Sports Network. As we go into half, it's Wichita Collegiate 50 and Fredonia 19. Welcome back to the Collegiate Sports Network. Just under a minute left before we start the second half, as Collegiate's up 50-19 with a commanding 31-point lead. As we'll see how Fredonia tries to respond here, being in such a big hole here.
I think Fredonia's going to try and take as many of those three attempts as they possibly can. Just, we're going to see a ton of that into this second half. But I think the problem is that, you know, even if they do happen to make it on every single one of their possessions, I mean, they're just not doing it at a rate at which it's going to make an impact. Collegiate defense has, full court defense has really just been hounding them. And Collegiate's been doing a great job of capitalizing on their turnovers.
Yeah, someone I'll be looking for as far as Fredonia is concerned is O'Neal. He's their leading scorer so far with 8. He had 2 back-to-back threes made late there in the first quarter that kind of gave a jump to Fredonia for just a minute there. For Collegiate, Heinz Turner and Parker lead the scoring with 12 and 11 respectively as we get the second half going here. Fredonia with the ball. Dutton dribbles into the lane, picks it up, gives it off to Miller, and Tripp, just out of bounds.
Interesting choice by Fredonia to be playing Archibald. He's not even really walking out there, more hobbling, but they chose to keep playing and him being their biggest scorer.
Yeah, Archibald also a senior, you know, I'm sure that he was talking to his coach, you know, pleading to stay into the game, you know. Shackelford drains an open three in the corner as the Spartans get off to a good start in the second half. And Shackelford comes away with the steal, but then is going to be called for the backcourt violation. Just too much momentum going that way. Stole the ball right at about half court and then went over the other side. Ball right back to Fredonia. Miller takes it up, gives it off to Dutton. Out to Archibald. Couch posting up, doesn't get in, so it's O'Neal on the perimeter. Back to Archibald. Screen set by Dutton. Archibald double team, gets it off to O'Neal, down in the paint to Couch, lays it up and in, good.
You know, I think the sign of a good coach is keeping your team's morale high, especially when they're down. And I definitely say Fredonia's doing a good job keeping the morale high, playing smart.
Parker tried to dribble all the way to the basket there, but was contested by two defenders and lost the ball going up. Fredonia trying to get it across once half court once again, and Couch is going to be called for the double dribble. Parker's going to inbound the ball for the Spartans. Collegiate forcing yet another turnover in the backcourt. Sarah gets the ball to Shackelford. Shackelford now dribbling against the defense, kicks it out to Parker. Parker, momentum going towards the basket, loses the dribble. Ball on the floor. Out to Batiste. Passes it off to Heinz Turner. Laid up off the glass. Good with a foul.
My word. Carson, you were right. Collegiate really using this opportunity to put the work in.
Yeah, I think that's Sebastian's fourth and one of the game, all coming in very similar situations.
And I believe that's Archibald's fourth. Fredonia in more foul trouble once again. As he goes hobbling off the court. Heinz Turner converts the and one. Correction, that was Dutton on the foul, his fourth of the game. But Dutton and Archibald go to the bench for Fredonia then. O'Neal picks the ball up the court after the made free throw from the Spartans. Elevated jumper in the lane is good from Couch with the foul. Fredonia is going to get a chance to respond here. Fair called for the foul. And free throw is good for Fredonia, so they answer right back after the and one from Collegiate. Parker dribbles behind his back, gets it across half court. Euro step around, his defender lays it off the glass and good. Pretty move there by Parker. And then fouls O'Neal before the ball even gets in. And that's his third. And Drumright's going to check into the game for the Spartans, along with Weta.
You can just see it on Parker's face. He's really getting in his own head out there.
Yeah, Parker's certainly not wanting to come out of the game. Playing well right now. Had a great Euro step there to the basket. Pass picked off by Collegiate. This time it's Batiste goes into the defense, unable to get the layup to go, though. O'Neal comes down with the rebound. Pushes the ball up quickly. Weta falls to the floor. O'Neal picks up his dribble, gets it to Couch. Out in the lane to Miller. Puts it up against three defenders. Foul called.
That's a difficult shot for anybody, but against three monsters from Collegiate, nearly impossible.
Drumright gets called for his third. And now Miller goes to the line for two free throws. First is good.
That decision to have Drumright in when the game's nearly out of reach shows me that he is 100% back from his injury.
Yeah, there's definitely no need to have anybody who's at risk of being injured in right now, so definitely a sign.
Second free throw is good for Miller. The score now 58-26 for the Spartans, just under 6 minutes left in the third. Drumright dribbles ball against two defenders, cuts the lane, gives it off to Raspberry on the block. Good. Leads a little zone press once again. This time Fredonia able to break it. Layup all the way from the lane is good for Couch. Dribbled right around Heinz Turner and got to the basket. Batiste drives all the way into the lane. No good. Ball out in front. Kicked and off of Drumright. Barnett looked like he had a breakaway to the basket, but Drumright was able to stop him. Lamont's going to check in here late for Batiste. Also Farrah going to come in for Heinz Turner. Fredonia inbounding under the basket. Ball to Miller, gets around two defenders and lays it up and in. Fredonia certainly improving their ability to score here in the third quarter. Trying to get a stop, though, on defense. Finally able to come away with one as Drumright misses the three. Collegiate, though, in the backcourt. Raspberry ties it up. Possession arrow favors the Spartans.
Great aggressive move from Raspberry.
Really something it seems like Collegiate's been able to do well this game is that whenever Fredonia has any kind of momentum, they take it right away with a steal or a big basket.
Yeah, and when you have as deep of a bench as they do, they can really afford to be doing that.
Aggressive style of basketball is what Collegiate's been built on all year and most of Eagle's tenure as the coach. Working to great effect right now. Fredonia is able to come away with a steal and a foul called on Chege in the backcourt. O'Neal gets the ball across half court, gives it up to Barnett. Cross court to Couch, dribbles into the defense, lays it up again, no good, this time too strong. Hare takes it up for the Spartans, now gives it off to Drumright. Drumright all the way up and in, good! Drumright knifed his way through the defense and found his way to the glass and got it to go.
Those are definitely not the moves of an injured person.
Drumright now gets a little over-aggressive and gets whistled for his fourth foul. Siegel not looking all too pleased about that one as Wett is going to check in. Strummer Wright gets the applause from the collegiate crowd after a great effort there in his stint. Spartans lead by 32, 63 to 30 with 4 minutes 20 left in the third quarter. Ramsey with 4 fouls takes the ball up for Fedonia. Ball kicked in the corner to Dutton. No good. Raspberry, good block out and rebound. Up across the court to Weta. Jump stop shot, good. Archibald passes it up court to Miller. Miller spins. Stops, picks up his dribble, looking for someone. Finds Archibald. Now to Ramsey. Ramsey ball almost stolen away by Fair. Ramsey holds on to it though, finds Dutton. Dutton dribbling against Weta. Picks it up. Tries to get it to Couch. Unable to though. Raspberry picks off the pass. Pushes off. And the charge is going to be called. Yeah. Raspberry tried to use the armbar just a little bit there and is going to be whistled for it.
Looks like Fredonia's going to choose to have both of their seniors in, both not only in heavy foul trouble, but still coming off injuries from earlier in the game.
Weta tried to pick off the pass on the inbounds, so the ball goes out of bounds off him, sent Dutton flying in the process. Inbounds pass barely gets into Ramsey. Ramsey now dribbling out the court. Little transition look for Fredonia. Jump shot was no good from Dutton. Rebound goes out, though, to O'Neal and just completely loses the handle. Ball tips around. Now it's transition. Collegiate now. Raspberry under the basket fouled by Archibald. Raspberry will head to the line with two for two. First free throw, Mr. Strong. Couch and Barnett check into the game for the Yellow Jackets. Raspberry second free throw now. Gets it to go. Score now 65 to 30 for the Spartans. Just about 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Raspberry deflects the pass, keeps it in bounds, gives it off to Fair, and the layup is good. Fredonia moving in transition. Ramsey now with the ball, cuts through the lane, gets fouled. Can't get the shot to go, though. He'll go to the line for two.
He's just still resting at a comfortable 37-point lead.
Ramsey's first free throw is good. And it'll be a line change for the Spartans as Shackelford, Matisse, Grace, Parker, and Heinz Turner all check in. Second free throw is good from Ramsey. And now the score is 67 to 32. Parker takes the ball up for the Spartans. Dribbles right into the lane, jump stop, and lays it up off the glass. Parker just used all of his momentum and went virtually uncontested to the basket. Dutton dribbling against the defense, hands it off the Couch. Couch lays it up, heavily contested, gets it to go. Parker dribbles in, passes out to Batiste. Batiste now on the perimeter, drives in, kicks it to Heinz Turner underneath the basket, lays it up off the glass and good. Seems like Fredonia has just lost all energy at this point, allowing easy looks in the paint. Quick turnover there from Fredonia. Off ahead is Heinz Turner and another layup for the Spartans, and this one has gotten completely out of hand for Fredonia.
Yeah, they just look sluggish out there.
Yeah, it seems like Fredonia has completely run out of gas at this point. Score now 73 to 34 This one's starting to become a bit of a laugher for the Spartans. Quick three taken, no good from Ramsey. Shackelford comes down with the rebound. 1 minute 40 left in the third quarter. Batiste dribbles in quick. Foul called on the floor, a block on Dutton. Shot is not going to count. Instead, it will be Batiste going to the line for a 1-1. Never mind, this might just be an inbounds play for the Spartans. Although it does look like Eureka is over the limit for fouls. Either way, Cleese is going to come away with two as Hines Turner gets the layup to go off the assist from Parker. Couch dribbles in, passes off in the corner now to Ramsey. Ramsey dribbles the baseline, throws it away to Parker. Fell to the floor, Parker all the way now against three defenders, lays it up off the glass, good with a foul.
You know, at the beginning we were saying this is a team that you can't let, you have to get out ahead in front of the mostly senior team. They're going to be real aggressive. But I think we're going to see this work against Fredonia, just in that we're going to see a lot more fouls now.
Parker converts the and one, and the Spartans now lead 78-34. It's just above a minute left in the third quarter.
Yeah, you're right. We set one of the goals of the game for the Spartans, really put this one away, and I'd say up 44 points, they've certainly done that. And I think the fact that they're continuing to bring the energy even up this much this late in the game is a good sign of the direction they're going in.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Ramsey gets the ball across court for Fredonia. Pass it off the couch. Aaron Regent foul is going to be called on Cyrus there. As Couch dribbled past him, so it'll be Couch going to the line now for 1-1. Front end is good, and he'll earn the second. Second free throw on the way for Couch. Misses short. Cyrus with the rebound. Gets it out to Chege. Now to Raspberry. Shackelford calling for the ball. Raspberry takes it instead. Elevates. Floater. No good. Rebound. Batted around. Grace gets it. And a foul is going to be called. As Ramsey's going to be out of the game with his fifth foul. Tough way to end the game for Ramsey there as he jumped over the back of Grace and fell out of bounds into the bleachers. Obviously, tough moment for Ramsey, a senior, as his high school career is going to come to an end there. Applause from the crowd. Emotional as he comes out of the game. Raspberry gives it off to Shackelford. Passes to Grace in the corner. Three, no good. Raspberry instead on the rebound, tries to put it back up. No good, misses short. Cyrus on the third chance gets it to go. Pass in the corner to O'Neill. Takes the long three, rims in and out. And Shackelford takes the ball for the Spartans, just 10 seconds now left in the quarter. Starting to move a little faster now, 4 seconds left. Shackelford picks up his dribble, gives it to Raspberry. Three, no good at the buzzer. And so that'll send us into the fourth quarter. The score 80 for the Wichita Collegiate Spartans and 35 for the Fredonia Yellow Jackets.
I think 45 points the game now handily out of reach. The goal of the game becomes to improve on things that you want to see better for the rest of this playoff run. If you're Coach Spiegel, what do you want to see your guys really focus on for these final 8 minutes?
I think you just got to take care of the ball is the main part and just don't take bad shots. I think as long as you can hold on to the ball and you can just, you know, work within your offense, you're going to be in pretty good shape.
You know, I think throughout the postseason, at every point of the ball, at every point of the game, you want to be playing the smart game, not the flashy game. So I think that's something Siegel's definitely going to want to focus on, having his team play smart, play aggressive, and continue to play the best game of basketball they can, no matter how many points up they are.
Yeah, that's a good point, Aiden. It really seems like something that Siegel always focuses on is keeping the foot to the floor, not letting the opponent breathe, no matter what the score is, because you never know when that can come back to bite you. So that will be something that they likely do continue to work on. As for this game, though, it's gotten completely out of reach for the Yellow Jackets. Score now 80-35.
I do believe we will have a running clock because of the 35-plus points advantage in collegiate favor.
Fedoni gets the ball into the paint. Couch never had a handle on the ball there and turns it over out of bounds. Frustration really setting in now for Fedoni. Clock going to keep running here in this game, given the time and score. So any stoppage, clock will keep running. Raspberry gives it off to Grace, dribbles against defense.
Collegiate really working on some formation and playmaking, having some no-look passes, just really getting into the vibe of the game.
Grace dribbles into lane, goes up and under, can't get it to go, gets his own rebound, though, and converts there. Archibald really trying to grind out his final minutes as a high school player, really playing on just about 1 foot. Couch in the lane looking for anyone, finds Dutton, pounded by Raspberry, puts up the shot, no good. Raspberry comes down with the rebound. Spartans now working with an advantage, a little 3-on-5. They'll choose to slow it down instead, though. Raspberry takes the ball at the top of the key. Picks up his dribble, tries to get it to Chege, and Chege, ball's going to get away from him, and turnover for the Spartans going to Fredonia. Really seems like the Spartans so far in this game have really just not gotten rattled at any point. They've stayed calm and really done a good job of just staying within their game, something they're going to want to try to keep doing as they advance through the playoffs. As that layup's in and good for Couch. And now Raspberry once again takes the ball up for the Spartans. And Carson, really that depth of collegiate is something that seems like it's going to help them a lot as they continue to go on here through the playoffs.
Yeah, looking forward to tomorrow night. They'll be playing a tough Humboldt team that does play a similar amount of players to Fredonia and Eureka. And we've seen collegiate have success against those teams with the short bench just really wearing them out over the course of the game.
Third opportunity is good there for Cyrus. Cleveland still pressing. Archibald gets it to Miller in the corner. Three, misses short. Chege comes up with the rebound and gets off to Raspberry. Just 5.5 minutes left in this one. Weta barely comes away with the ball. Archibald clearly in pain trying to play this one out.
Really only working on one leg here, but really just trying to play out the last couple minutes of his high school season.
Guetta picks up his dribble, tips. Dribbles now on the baseline, ball deflected out of bounds off of Miller. What an inbound with Grace in the corner. Takes the three. No good. Rebound kicked around and out to Couch. Fredonia trying to move quickly. Couch deflected by Cyrus. Good block there from Collegiate. 2-on-3 for the Spartans. Grace drives all the way to the basket. Can't get it to go, though. Heavy contest there by Fredonia. Archibald moving up. Now for the Yellow Jackets. Quick cut. Won't find his man, though. Instead, passes cross court to Couch. Couch, desperation layup attempt no good, and Cyrus comes down with the rebound. Weta now moving the ball up for the Spartans. Just 4 minutes now left in the game. 84-37 to score.
Collegiate keeping the ball moving, getting their groove.
Grace picks up his dribble, found Weta, dribbles into the lane, kicks it back to Grace. Grace now into the lane, drives deep, gets it to Chege. And travel's going to be called there on Chege.
You know, that's something I know you mentioned, Connor. Cleveland's really going to have to work on keeping control of the ball, even though when they're tired, even in games like this where, you know, the game's kind of out of hand, but they really have to keep control of the ball no matter what the scenario.
Cyrus goes over the back there and is going to be called for the foul. It'll be Couch going to the line for free throws.
And I think that those smart decisions are going to come with time. I mean, this is a young team, like you said. This early playoff experience is big for them. But also, I think as Asa gets reintegrated into the lineup after his injury, that should help with a lot of the turnover issues we've seen.
Yeah, that's a great point, Carson. This collegiate team only has one senior, obviously. As good as they are this year, there's still room to grow and room to get better. So this really just is kind of the first season of a larger couple of years for the Spartans that they're going to look to execute on.
Yeah, I absolutely think this is the start of many good years for them.
Grace dribbled all the way to the basket. That's the layup, though. Archibald gets up to Miller. Back to Couch. Archibald takes the three. No good. A little too strong, and Ahmad comes down with rebound poked away. Ahmad able to secure it, though. Pass nearly deflected. Drum right instead with the ball. Gives it back to Ahmad. Out to Grace in the corner. Declines to take the three. Drives the baseline set. Gets it to Cyrus. Elevates. And good. Quick jumper in the lane there for Cyrus goes. Spartans now lead 86-37.
Judas looked dominant towards the end of this game. It's crazy to think that the Spartans' like backup lineup features 2 6-7 players.
Yeah, that is pretty wild to think about how both of their backup players just dominate in height over the entire court.
Miller just caught the ball out of bounds there for Fredonia. And Cleveland's going to take it the other way. Now Ahmad controlling the point. Gives it up to Grace. Out to Ahmad. Kicks it from right on the perimeter. Takes a bit of a jab step. Takes the ball back out though. Dribbling against his man. Tries to cross him up. Unable to. And reach-in is going to be called on Dutton. And that's going to send Dutton out of this game. His fifth now. As Dutton's high school career will come to an end there with a foul. With the running clock, we now have under a minute left in the game. Drumright goes to the line. 1-1. Gets the first to go. Well, as we saw in the first game, just another dominant performance by the Spartans here at Substate. Going to allow them to advance to the finals with a chance to play for a chance to go to State in Hutchinson tomorrow night at 7.
Obviously, matchups are everything, but this Eureka team that the Spartans are now beating by 51 points, if my math is right, actually defeated Humboldt on January 20th this year by a sizable margin. So if that says there's any sort of a measuring stick, I think Collegiate has, even though they're a lower seed, a great chance tomorrow.
Fredonia takes a timeout, possibly to sub out their seniors and get them some recognition here before the end of the game.
Yeah, no real strategy to talk about, just hugs and some good vibes going all around to end off their season and end off a lot of these seniors' careers.
Checking out of the game is going to be Miller, Couch, and Dutton. They're all going to come out. This is their last game.
Only 24 seconds left.
Yeah, and Carson, like you were saying, with kind of those common opponents, this really looks like Collegiate has been head and shoulders above the competition so far. We'll see if that's able to continue on Saturday, but you certainly have a good feeling at this point that Collegiate is giving themselves all the chances that they should be to go to State.
Absolutely. I'm a big believer in jinxes, so I'm not going to say anything quite yet, but this is a great team.
Collegiate comes away with their final steal of the game, and Drumright's just going to hold the ball. And this game's going to come to an end. The score, 88 for the Wichita Collegiate Spartans and 37 for the Fredonia Golden Jackets. That will send Collegiate, as we said, to the sub-state final game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock here in Eureka against Humboldt, the one seed coming into this tournament.
And I think that some of the traits of these two teams could make it a good game. Collegiate has dominated in the first two, and a big part of the reason has been they're just more athletically gifted than other teams, but this has been athletic. This is a tall Humboldt team that they're going to be going up against. I think that they match Collegiate's size pretty well.
Humboldt really scrapped out a win against Trinity before we came on the air tonight. Really intense game there from Humboldt. Humboldt seemed to bring a lot of energy, so we'll see if that's something that they can replicate here against Collegiate, trying to pull off, although the seed line wouldn't suggest it, pull off what I would say would be an upset tomorrow night if they're able to get the job done.
All right. I know this one's going to be a difficult one, but I got to hear your guys' player of the game. Tommy, you want to kick it off?
Well, I'll start it off with Sebastian Hines-Turner. He did a quiet 21 points tonight, but was easily the leading scorer for the Spartans. Really found his way to the rim a lot tonight. Found his way to the line also. Had a couple of and-ones on three-point plays. Just another good, smart game for him.
You know, I got to agree with that one. It's a really hard one to argue. He did terrific this game, but I'm going to go with Batiste. He had a little bit of struggle on the fast breakaways, but he did an absolutely fantastic job making up for it in shooting and playmaking, and showed just some real emotional maturity that you're not used to seeing from a freshman. I really think he just did a terrific job this game.
Carson, what about you?
Both very deserving. I think I'm as well going to go with Hines-Turner having 21 points this game. Only had about 8 meaningful minutes to it, and in that first quarter, Sebastian was dominant. He really set the tone for this game.
Well, that'll do it for our coverage tonight. As we said, Wichita Collegiate moving on to the sub-state semifinal with a chance to play for the state tournament in Hutchinson next week. They'll have to beat Humboldt to get there. That'll be tomorrow night at 7 here on the Collegiate Sports Network. Until then, for Carson Phelps, Dave Myers, I'm Connor Schubach.